Center for Action and Contemplation presents a homily by Father Richard Rohr.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will never be condemned. This is the gospel of the Lord. Perhaps it's a coincidence that we celebrate Father's Day today, on this feast of the Holy Trinity, and it allows us to ask, why did Jesus call God by the term Father? If you know the history of religion, this was not really common at all. In the ancient understanding of God, God was a dictator, a potentate, a tyrant. God was someone you were afraid of. You tried to please this God, but from a distance, by offering various forms of sacrifice, because everybody felt unworthy. So when Jesus comes along and calls God Father, he even goes further. He uses a little child's word, what you would say Papa or Daddy. In Hebrew, it was Abba. He uses a little child's word, totally trustfully of God. And in that, he turns around the history of religion. Because henceforward, little by little, not successful with everybody, I might add, unfortunately, but we learned to trust God. We learned to believe that God could be on our side. Now, I'm sure some of you are still saying, well, why didn't he say mother? If you go again into the history of religion, the ancient religions all thought God was feminine. They just observed, and where did the next generation come? It came out of the body of a woman, not a man. And so they assumed the feminine was the divine element. They weren't sure we men had anything to do with it. They just saw that women continued the human race. And so the most primitive notion of God was maternal, mother, mama, which is very understandable. But again, I'm going to ask, Jesus certainly knew that God was neither male nor female. God is beyond gender. God is whatever it means to be feminine and whatever it means to be masculine put together. But yet, he used the word Abba. Here is my opinion, and that's all it is. I hope it might be a little bit helpful. When you grow up, and now psychologists tell us this, or when you're born, for the first few months, you don't even know that you're separate from your mother. You go right toward her. You feel safest at her breast and close to her. She feeds you, and you expect her to feed you, to love you, to caress you, and to hold you. And somewhere, I think it's around the 8th or 9th month, the little baby opens his eyes and says, "There's someone else walking around in this house. Who's that?" And mama says, "You call him daddy or papa." But he's your first experience of someone who doesn't have to love you, but does. We hope he does, at least. It's therefore the first experience of free love, of choice, of election, as the Bible calls it. Someone who chooses you deliberately and intentionally and choicefully. He doesn't have to love you, as it were. You assume your mother will love you. But if that man in the house, and we hope there is one, if he loves you, this is a completely different quality of love. It's always a choice of he didn't have to, but he did. Now, of course, if he didn't, the wound is all the deeper. For many years, as some of you know, I traveled all over the world teaching, and I saw in country after country that fathers had been killed in war. So many people in all of history have not known their fathers. An awful lot of fathers were just emotionally elsewhere. They were there, but they weren't there. They might as well not have been there, because they didn't know how to say, I love you, or to touch their children, or to kiss them, or to hold them. So they never got that experience of free, chosen lovability. Others, of course, had even abusive fathers or alcoholic fathers, which made it even harder to know what Jesus was talking about when he called his Father God someone dear, someone trustworthy, someone good, someone close. So I've always believed that maybe Jesus chose deliberately the more daring word for God, the more distant word for God, maybe even the more dangerous word for God, the word that for many people is very hard to say and mean it. Most people can say mother. And I think that explains a lot of Catholic devotion to Mary. They could trust that their mother would love them, that their mother would never give up on them. But for many, many people on this earth, it is very hard to say Father and to believe that there's anything there. For 14 years, I was the jail chaplain here in Albuquerque. And I remember being told a story by the missionaries in Peru, and I found it to be true even here in Albuquerque. They said that when Mother's Day was approaching, every week the prisoners would want Mother's Day cards. They couldn't buy enough of them. And so as Father's Day approached, they bought a whole carton of Father's Day cards. And this one chaplain looked at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, Richard, I couldn't give away a single Father's Day card. If there was a single reason why men and women were here in jail in Albuquerque, it was again and again because they did not have a father. They did not have a good father. They did not have a faithful father. And that's not the only reason, by any means. So don't take any guilt on yourself if your son went to jail. But it's amazing how often it was true that they never had a model of a loving male figure. And so all male authority became dangerous. Someone they hated and feared, never someone they loved. And so if that was true of their ordinary human father figures, imagine how distant they feel from God the Father. But today, you are the people who dare to sign your very body with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are sealed inside of an infinite love that never stops flowing through you, in you, and toward you. And I hope out of you toward other people. That's what it means to live inside the Blessed Trinity. But for many people, the key, the getting inside of that mystery of infinite love is the overcoming of the barrier that even, perhaps, maybe, even the masculine side of God could be love. Even the masculine side of God could be unconditional love. Even the masculine side of God could say, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter.
This homily by Father Richard Rohr is copyright by the Center for Action and Contemplation. Visit cac.org for other educational resources and programs.